This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned into Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Tan Chung Han, and with me is Lynette Lee, CEO of the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia, FPAM. Good morning, Lynette, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Han, and thank you for having me here this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, I didn't know this. Turns out there was a World Financial Planning Day that was celebrated earlier this month. Did FPAM celebrate World Financial Planning Day in a big way this year?
Oh, we always celebrate in a very big way. It started in 2017. It was on October 4th in 2017. This year is October 3rd, 2018. However, what we did is we actually worked with Securities Commission under InvestSmart Fest, whereby they had 3 days of festivities in the sense that they had investor education. And what is so exciting is that since last year, they carved out a little corner at InvestSmart solely for people who want to talk to a licensed financial planner. They can have 1 hour of free consultation.
Wow, how about that?
We want to promote to people that they should plan their finances well. As you can see from our World Financial Planning Day website, which is hashtag WFPD, plan well to live well. So it jives with what the Investor Week is also doing. More money.
And how do you think that message went down with the attendees at that InvestSmart conference? I mean, do you think there's a relatively heightened level of financial literacy out there?
Well, I must say that from 4 years ago when I first stepped into FPAM until now, I do see that a lot of Malaysians are taking more interest in their personal finances. I should say maybe I should thank the inflation and the GST. I can still remember that time. A lot of people were like, you know, it's like breathing underwater. They're feeling the pinch of, you know, the GST.
Felt like they were drowning.
They felt like they were drowning. And I felt that in the early 97 when interest rates went up.
So, right before the Asian financial crisis.
Correct. Yeah. And that was when, you know, your interest rate goes up and you suddenly you find that you're paying so much for your installment. Same thing here, repeat itself, but just different scenario. So in a way, that has helped people to be more aware that, hey, you know, I may not be earning much more, but what can I do to be able to manage my finances better?
Right. But when they ask those questions only in times of crisis, is that a little bit too late though? I mean, what do you think? Or is it a case of it's never too late, you just got to make sure that you know where to go to get the right answers?
Well, if I have my wish and I can wave the magic wand, I would want them to have that knowledge way before then. But then again, having said that, it's better late than never.
Has that been a recurring theme then, whereby it's only in times of crisis that people are prompted to ask these questions of their personal finances? In other words, have you found a way to perhaps make those questions pertinent to people without the crisis part?
Yes. And I think the approach has been that rather than to tell them about the gloom and doom and gloom of not having money, I mean, it's not a nice feeling and this will deter people from looking at personal finances. What it would be more interesting to the public would be, what can I achieve by managing my finances well? More money to invest, more money to accumulate wealth. And what do we do with this wealth? Hey, we have goals in life we want to achieve. Of course, we want to spend, but then let's look at specific goals, and that's the exciting part of it. Yeah. Imagine you can take charge of your finances, you can achieve what you want in life. All you need to do is take care of your money.
Right. So it's not just a more comfortable retirement, perhaps decades down the line, but it's also your day-to-day, right? Managing that cash flow, for example. That's all part and parcel of the financial planning package, so to speak, right?
Yes. And to make it more interesting, the question I always like to ask, who is the one who's providing all the money? Who is the one making all the money? It's all of each of us. We earn money to be able to spend that money and also to provide for our loved ones. So in a way, we can say that we are the ATM machine. But right. If we don't look after ourselves, who is going to look after us? And how can we look after others? So it pays to look after ourselves. And yeah, I think if everybody looks at it that way, if you can service your car every quarterly or certain mileage, we should do the same for ourselves with our money.
Right. Now, Lynette, right here on this program, again, Ringgit and Sense, we hear this message from many guests and they bring the same message over and over again. Obviously, you guys are there as well. We hear that from Bank Negara, Securities Commission, Bursa Malaysia, everyone, right? But then that message still, though, is not gaining as much traction as we would all like. So what do you think is holding people back from actually going out there and actively managing their finances?
I would say that the source of information that they can get, that's very important. The ability for them to be able to meet up with people who are licensed financial planner, because there are so many people touting as, and people get confused. So where can they find real licensed financial planners whom they can talk to and then maybe decide that whether they want to engage their services? Mm. So there must be a place for them.
And I think you're going to allude to that exact place, which is, what's the website called again?
www.smartfinance.my.
I open a door wide for you. Again, that's www.smartfinance.my. If someone were to go to their website, what can they find on there?
All right. First and foremost, there are about 50 over bite-sized video lessons. You can learn at your own time, 24/7. You can learn about any topics that you want. You don't have to be fixed into any topics. And once you have learned all these topics, you will gain some points.
Oh, so there's a gamification.
There is.
Ah, okay.
And then with these points, and we are still in the midst of negotiating with a few providers, we are trying to negotiate for better rates so that when you come in and when you want to use it, you are able to save more money when you pick up financial products that are suitable for you. Because without the lessons, with the lessons and the toolkits, we have toolkits there whereby if you want to, okay, after you've learned and you decide, how is my situation? Where do I stand? You want a snapshot. Go to the toolkit. You can look at it. Oh. And before you even pick up the product, you feel that, before I even pick up the product, maybe I would like to have a chat with a licensed financial planner. On our website, all the planners that are listed there, they are fully certified and they are licensed by Securities Commission to do financial planning. Mm. So you can chat with them and then after that you can decide, do you want to engage a financial planner or you think that, hey, I'm ready to pick up a product. Then you can see the choice of products that we are going to table for you and then you can pick it up.
And how many licensed financial planners do you have on there?
At the moment, we're having about 65 and they are nationwide. But we are still onboarding more people to come in. And if there are any licensed financial planners out there who's listening in, please register yourself double quick.
Again, they have to be certified and licensed by the SC, the Securities Commission, first before they can get on your site, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's for perhaps those who are wanting to get that first financial product. Mm. What about those of us who already have financial products? If we go through those courses and watch those videos, can we then still get better rates?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
As long as you have the points and you can just put in your points, get an e-voucher and choose the product of your choice.
Really? Okay. Yes. So again, what must I do? Is there a minimum requirement of how many videos I need to watch or how many articles I need to read?
Yes. What happens is we are in the midst of unlocking the rewards first. Once the rewards are there, there will be a number of points that you need to achieve. It's a passport. The points will give you the passport for you to be able to use.
Okay. And what kind of financial products are we talking about?
Well, we're looking at unit trusts, PRS products. We are in talks for purchasing shares.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Not forgetting ETFs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it like a robo-advisor of sorts?
No. Okay. These are purely transactional.
Ah, okay. So I still have to go and actively manage these products then, right?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. All right. Now, that is going to assume a lot of base knowledge to begin with. Just watching those videos and reading those articles, is that enough for someone to then go out there and start actively participating in the markets?
Well, there are some who are very savvy. They look at the videos. They know how to do their own research. And they would probably use their toolkits to see their financial status before they decide. But for those who feel that they would like to have a little bit more advice, then they can look at the the financial advisors as well and the financial planners that they have. And mind you, the points can also, they can redeem it so they can get a discount when they engage licensed financial planners.
I'm speaking to Lynette Lee. She is the CEO of the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia. Coming up after the break, we'll further discuss how these digital online tools can help complement our overall financial planning goals. This is Ringgit and Sense. Stay tuned.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on Ringgit and Sense right here on BFM 89.9. This show is all about personal finance. And still with me in the studio is Lynette Lee. She's the CEO of the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia, FPAM. So Lynette, in the first half, you were mentioning this new digital tool online called smartfinance.my, and it was just launched in July of this year. What kind of traction have you seen already with smartfinance.my?
It's amazing. For the first month when we launched, we saw 16,000 views. And we, out of every three people who came in, at least one registered. And the amount of time they spend looking at the portal is about four to five minutes. And they view at least three, four pages. So which means that the content is interesting. And why is the content interesting? Is because we make sure that the content is very independent, is fair. It comes from LHDN, we work with EPF, we work with AKPK. So they contribute the content.
And we have all these guys on the program as well. But Lynette, I'll give you a tip then. Do you know how you can make your site much more interesting?
Sure.
Put Ringgit and Sense on there.
Will do.
Our podcast,
Yes.
Sure, confirm laku, I tell you.
Yes. What we can do is we will link it because smartfinance.my do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
We can actually put the podcast in there.
All right, put our podcast. And then look, all these Ringgit and Sense podcasts are also on Spotify. Lynette, given what you guys are doing, what FPAM is doing, what BFM is doing, AKPK, EPF, everyone, right?
Yes.
I can't help but get this impression that we're still, you know, catering or just reaching to a select few, though. Because when you look at the broader trends here in Malaysia, it is quite dire. So just earlier this week, there's a story in The Edge about how there are concerns about Malaysians not saving enough. These household savings growth rate is kind of coming off, moderating, right? And on top of that, of course, there was a Khazanah Research Institute report that came out, you know, about how there are many households in Malaysia, after all their monthly expenses, they've got barely any money to go by, let alone save or even think about investing, right? So how would not just FPAM, but all your different initiatives try to buck those trends?
All right. And this is where we actually go beyond just numbers. We are talking about attitude towards money. We are talking about discipline. Actually, it's not how much you earn. It's how you manage your money that's very important and how disciplined you are.
But even if, let's say, you know, some households only make 2,000 ringgit a month, as disciplined as they are, you know, there's going to be very little left at the end of the day anyways, right? So,
correct.
I mean, how do they work under such tight constrictions?
So, there are a few things that we need to look at. First and foremost, we need to look at why they are in this situation. Is there an opportunity for them to earn a little bit more? Or they may even want to look at how they are managing their finances because sometimes there are leakages within their income and expenses. So if you can plug the expenses and keep to what is needed, tweak and earn a little bit more, that would give a bit more relief. And then from there, you can then do a little bit more with what you want to do with your life.
Right. And I guess it helps that this offering that you have here online is free as well. So that helps, right?
Yes. And being online, it is open to anyone who has a handphone, a smartphone, and a data plan. So we want to reach out to all corners of Malaysia.
There was also recently a story about how, despite all these financial literacy tools that are available out there, some people are still calling it a waste of time. How do you make sure our intended target audience overcomes this inertia or changes their habits?
Right. That's a very good question. First and foremost, we would want to look at the medium income group first. And why? Because the medium income group, if they improve their financial situation, they can help the B40. That's why we want to target those groups.
So you want the middle class to help the B40?
We have to help them to help themselves first.
Oh, okay.
When they help themselves, they will move up.
Okay.
And when they move up, they're more likely to help the B40.
Okay.
Whereas if you help the B40, sometimes they may be struggling.
Right.
So if they are struggling, they are unable to help themselves, anyone else already.
Right.
So that's why we also take note that the B40 has got some initiatives. The government is trying to help them. Go look at the Selangor website.
Ah.
You know, you get married, you get money, you give birth, you get money. You know, just go and have a look at their website. It's amazing. So these are a little bit of things that give a relief. Mm. But I still feel at the end of the day, it's our attitude towards money that decide where we are now.
Right. But going back to what you mentioned, right, perhaps relying on the M40 to help the B40, doesn't that speak to the limitations of some of these online digital tools? Because at the end of the day, it's down to interaction, you know, face-to-face interaction and human relationships.
Mm.
That's where we really learn how to manage our money and how to raise our financial literacy skills. You know, in other words, you learn by seeing what others do as opposed to just reading something on your phone or on their website.
Right. And that's why we say that there are licensed financial planners you can get to help you, because the licensed financial planners, they're not just crunching your numbers. They actually play a bigger role, and a lot of people do not realize.
Mm.
When I talk to a lot of financial planners, they practically handhold their clients.
Exactly. Yeah.
They sometimes even have to tell them, hey, you know, you cannot buy this because you don't have enough money.
Mm.
And they bear the brunt of the frustration of their client. But ultimately, when the client gets to where they want to be, everybody's happy. Mm. So financial planners, they're counselors, they're disciplinarian, they're guide, all over and above car crunching figures and telling you where you are financially. They are your coach.
So that's what your members are telling you, eh? Like the problems that they face on the ground.
Yes, yes. And I have held license before myself. I see all this. That's why I'm very passionate about this. And I think that these are things that we should reach out to the public to help them as best they can. But this much we can do. So I urge to your listeners, please help yourself. Come take participate in this, register yourself, learn as much, ask as much questions as you can. Mm. We can help you, but you must help yourself.
Sure. Now, earlier you mentioned that, you know, when it comes to these kind of financial discussions, very often it kind of gravitates towards the doom and gloom. Let's kind of paint a rosy picture then. What are some success stories that you know, Lynette, that you can share with us?
Well, it comes from our very own members. Two of them shared. So I'll tell you the first story.
Mm.
This lady, she used to work for a bank, and she worked long hours, very, very long hours. Pressure is very high. But one of the dream is to start a baking school. So after she went through our certified financial planning program, she discovered that, hey, you know, she could actually manage her money better. So she was squirreling away her money, being very disciplined. And ultimately today, she has got out of the banking industry. She has been running her own baking school.
Following her passion and monetizing her passion. Eh?
Living out her dreams.
Yeah, I know. Which brings me to this next point, because from what I understand on smartfinance.my, eventually it's going to grow beyond just personal finance lessons. It's going to perhaps incorporate some lessons on entrepreneurship as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we are planning for next year. We want to come up some more videos. One of them we are planning will be how to start a business. And also, how do you make sure that when you start a business, your income, you differentiate those that are personal and those that are for your business. Don't mix it up. Because that's one of the major pitfalls.
Right.
Mm.
So what are the other future plans for smartfinance.my then?
Well, we want to grow our videos. We want to onboard more people who would be willing to partner us and give better deals to our users.
Mm.
And also we would want to be able to continue to for this portal to go on.
Mm. Go on meaning what? Ultimately it's not
legacy. It will go on, it will outlive me.
Ah, okay. But how does it financially sustain itself then? Because like you mentioned, it is free now. Is it gonna be free all the time? Is there a commitment there from FPAM?
And this is where we're looking to organizations who are passionate about what we're doing. If they have a few dollars in their account and they want to do some CSR, please come talk to us. Because what they're doing is they're actually helping to give more education to the public, making it available to them. And if they have more money, they can spend more money.
Right. So the other organizations that you mentioned just now, AKPK, EPF, LHDN, they're supporting you not monetarily. They're just supporting you by way of content only?
Yes, content-wise. And they will continue to update. So that's why we tell users, stay with us, because as and when we update, like for example, when there are changes in regulations, there are changes in initiatives, we will update those videos. So you just need to keep your eye on this video. You will have the latest information and we don't sell you anything.
Although you have the option of then perhaps later
buying
something.
That's their choice.
Right, got it. Okay, so Lynette, with the little time that we have here, so just wrap it up all for us then. What is your main message for listeners right now in terms of financial planning and trying to incorporate these digital tools when it comes to not just raising our financial literacy skills, but making sure that we know how to manage our financial better?
Well, my message out to the listeners out there, please empower yourself financially. Do it for yourself. Do it for the joy of it. It's very nice to have money, enough money to spend. And the best way to do it is to come to smartfinance.my. Have a look, learn as much as you can, load in all your knowledge and be a better person.
Was that a biased or unbiased view?
Both. Oh, and share it on either BFM or Smart Finance Facebook. We like to hear from you.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for your time and your insights there. Again, that was Lynette Lee, CEO of the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia, FPAM. This is Ringgit and Cents. Stay tuned. We've got the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up. And after that, Enterprise right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.